Good morning and welcome to a test of the emergency audio recording system. I'm using something a little different than I normally would. I'm using the internal iPhone 5 microphone, believe it or not. It might not sound like the iPhone 5 mic, at least not entirely, and this is because I'm using the Fire 2 field recorder, which is made by Audiophile Engineering, and you can get it in the App Store for $5. One of the things that's interesting about Fire 2 field recorder is it has a mode which allows it to bypass all the processing that iOS does to the microphone. And it also lets you adjust the analog input recording level from the microphone, which is cool. So I've actually turned it down. And I'm going to bring this into a computer and normalize it, just because I'm not really being a purist. This isn't quite what you get, but I do have it a bit lower than it would be by default. And I'm doing this for a reason, which I'll get to in a minute. But the Fire 2 app was not accessible for a pretty good long time. It was mostly accessible except for one, you know, semi-important thing. The record button didn't work with VoiceOver. Yeah, you don't need the record button in an app that is a field recorder or anything. But anyway, it's a slide-to-record type deal. And the latest update, which came out yesterday, adds an option to change that from a slide button to an actual standard push button type deal. And so now we can use it. Isn't that awesome? Now, it's not fully accessible. Most of it is. But there are some things that either I haven't figured out due to user error, or it actually isn't accessible with VoiceOver. Some of the transport stuff, for example. Like if you record a file and you want to play it back, well, you can't play the file back until you go to the beginning of the file, which I haven't figured out how to do reliably yet. I've done it a couple of times by accident, but I'm not sure how I managed it. But, yeah, so Fire 2, as I'm using it now, with no processing whatsoever, has taken the auto gain away from the iPhone internal mic and the bass roll-off as well. And, well, let's actually test that bass roll-off going away thing. I don't have my amp hooked up. I can't do tone sweeps or anything fun like that. But I do have a bass guitar and a keyboard amp with a 15-inch driver. So we'll see if this bass roll-off really is gone. So for this test, I'm going to put the iPhone pretty close to the amp, and this is why I've backed down on the gain. And we'll see what we get.